sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins.
Good morning, Mark. Happy spring to you.
It is feeling like spring. I love it.
It did till the 37-degree temperature hit me this morning.
But it's supposed to be 73, I think, by the midday today.
Yes.
So
it was great yesterday.
Yeah, Marissa and I went out to Lake Hefner on a Friday evening and rode bikes around the lake and watched the sunset, and it was a nice little date night last night.
Did you see the sunrise this morning?
No.
Oh. Oh. Well, we've got an exciting show for you guys this morning. We are talking solar, and that's why we're talking sunrise and sunset, is because we're talking solar energy, and we have a special guest today. Actually, we've got two special guests. One's more special than the other, right, Kent?
Oh, hands down, yeah.
Oh, okay. I welcome my son-in-law, Kent Hathaway, to the show. Good morning, Kent.
Good morning, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
And with us from Acts 29 Solar is Dirk Neitzel. Am I saying the last name, Neitzel?
Neitzel.
Neitzel. See, I knew I'd get it. Neitzel, Neutzel, Neitzel, Neitzel.
Yep.
I love it. That sounds like is a German or
it is, yep.
Descent has to be with, I love it.
You know, I met Dirk sitting across the table from me at a Northwest Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce event. And I love connecting with members of the Northwest Chamber. And he was so well spoken, knew his business extremely well, that I invited him to come on the show to share his vast knowledge of solar. And I said, well, Acts 29, that's ACTS, Acts 29. I'm going to ask you about that, right? And then, Mark, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, I said, well, there is not a 29th chapter of Acts, which I think is the point of the name.
Yes. There you go, Dirk. So tell us about that.
From the biblical standpoint, there are only 28 books. Tanner Streeter is the owner of Acts 29 Roofing, and he believes in, you know, being the extension of the church and sharing Christ. And starting last year, we added a wing of that company for Acts 29 Solar as an add-on of Acts 29 Roofing.
There you go. Nice. Okay. Well, we've got lots of questions about solar because as much as solar has taken off in the real estate business, it is a pain to try to sell a house with solar panels on the top of it. Right, Mark?
It is. We're going to be talking about all the parts of solar today because I've got a lot of confusion when it comes to it. So, Dirk, I'm going to hope that you help me out with that. And if you want to join the show today, you can call and ask a question at 405-840-1000. It's 405-840-1000.
Okay. So where do we start with solar? I'm turning it over to Kent Hathaway, okay, who has a lot of questions about solar.
Yeah, I do. So my first question is, why do you want to use it? I mean, I know it's a renewable energy. We're doing great work for the earth and stuff like that. But why do we want to use solar? What happens in my life that I'm like, you know what? I need solar.
I agree with the green benefits and the environmental impact and the greater good is a driver for a lot of people. That's personally why I'm in the industry. But when we talk about it with most homeowners, most Oklahomans, it's about the financial benefits that you can gain long term. Just like, why do you, as you know, we've got real estate agents in the room, why do you buy a house instead of rent? You own it, you control your monthly payment rather than a landlord hiking it every year, or with OG&E 5 times in the last 12 months doing rate hikes. And you know, when you own it, you control it. And so just like putting yourself on well water instead of utility for that reason as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And the last one is the government has huge tax incentives right now. You get 30% of the cost paid for by the government. So,
really,
if you do a zero down program, you're basically making thousands back the first year.
Can you excuse me? Can you retrofit? Like, you can just add it to anything. We're talking about panels, right? Like those big rectangles.
Yep, we use the panels. There are some solar shingles coming out. They're not very cost effective, but the savings you get depends on which way your roof faces. So it's not ideal. I actually call some customers and tell them, this wouldn't even be good for you before I even go to their house to run a quote. People on Edmond Electric are not ideal for solar. People that are on OG&E are, and if you have any south facing roof exposure, southeast, southwest, you can have a lot of monthly savings.
Does it have to be on the roof?
It does not. We can do ground mounts. Once we show people with our company, since we're really a roofing company that has a solar addition, the roofing impacts that we make are fortification. And so with me being in what I know, I would want it on my roof because of the protection you're going to get, but we can definitely do ground mounts.
Oh, what do you mean protection?
So like your roof right now with shingles is probably rated for 120 miles per hour, maybe 140. It's kind of silly. It's how many nails do they put in the shingles. But we use a product called Iron Ridge. And so we're going to fortify your roof first up to 180 mile per hour wind mitigation. We actually use a flash foot under the shingles so that you're leak protected. And with our company, we actually find rafters, which is a problem in the solar industry right now, is they use a sticky foot with deck screws. But we try to avoid that at all costs. So you're getting a roof fortification. The racking is going across all your rafters. And that's before we even start the electrical work. So we've really upgraded your roof to make sure it's right for solar.
So going in the rafter from the roof, that's like finding the stud in the wall?
Yep. Yeah, okay, it is.
It's just for a roof?
Yeah, and most solar crews don't want to do that. And that's the benefit of using a roofing company is we really know how to honor and respect the roof.
Yeah. So tell me what it looks like. Like for people that haven't seen a solar panel, how big is like?
It's about the size of a big screen TV. And we use
like how big a big screen?
So 39.5 by 59 inches. So
okay,
you know.
So that's a small TV in today's era.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So like a 60 inch. We're talking like the Sam's Club special TV over
yeah,
here.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
Okay.
When you're carrying it up a ladder, it seems a lot bigger.
Well, I've got a question about wind before you go on. Isn't like 80 mile an hour winds an F2 tornado or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've actually worked in Florida the last 3 years doing cleanup after Hurricane Michael in 2018. We were taking solar panels off of roofs so they could repair the roof and put the solar panels back on. And we've got tons of pictures where the roofs withstood where on the sides that they had solar, the roofs were fine. Same thing, we've had some pictures from Moore. So if it only takes out part of the roof, it's going to take out the part that does not have solar because our panels are just way
the panels stay on even if the roof gets lifted off?
No, if the whole house gets taken, obviously. But if it's just, you know, shingles and decking coming off, the solar panel is going to protect those.
Okay. Never thought about solar being protective for your roof. Yeah, you always think about your seeing them.
Yeah, it is. It's like a shield.
I think about all the penetrations into the roof. When you see the solar panels, how many penetrations are there in your roof?
So we do about 1 foot per panel, but the way it racks, you know, you're finding rafters, our rail goes across 4 feet. So you've got a foot every 4 feet on the bottom rail going across your roof. And then on the top rail, you've got the same every 4 feet, but it's staggered. So we're hitting every rafter either at the bottom or the top with our penetration. But that, again, is flashed just like all the exhaust pipes and anything else you have on your roof already. Ours is flashed up under your shingle and silicone proof. So we're warranting your roof too, not just our solar.
Wow.
And again, I'm speaking for X29 Solar. I can't speak for a lot of the other companies that just use quick mounts and subcontractors.
There is a lot of areas we need to get to, and we'll be getting to them right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are talking with Dirk Nitzel at Axe 29 Solar, but now it's time for our money, man.
NMLS number 196895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Mark. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic.
So what's happening in our mortgage market today?
You know, I never use the word fall anymore, but I'll say, you know, rates are slipping a little bit, Becky, in the last 10 days, 2 weeks. So we're seeing some movement down into that 6.375 range. So it's coming back slowly. Still a great time to buy a house versus sitting on the sidelines.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Well, the phones are ringing. People are looking. A lot of people are still asking the right question that you and your team get asked all the time. Should I buy today or wait until rates fall to 2s, 3s, and 4s? And you know that answer. That's not going to happen.
Good luck. I don't think you're going to live that long.
No, I don't either.
If you want to contact Dean,
you can go to BeckyIvins.com, look at Becky's favorites. You'll see SWBC Mortgage, Dean Riddell, Matt McLean right there at the top. And it is always a good time to sit down and talk with them and make plans, even if you think you are a year or two out. They are worth the conversation.
Yeah, and
I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, Dean, so much. Okay, we're here with Dirk from X29 Solar. And Kent, you had another question.
Oh, I am full of questions. Okay, so we left the conversation with these things, these solar panels get drilled or get installed into the roof. So they're on top of the shingle, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay, so does this affect the warranty of the shingle at all?
It will, but because we're a roofing company, we're going to take over the warranty on whichever roof planes we install.
Only on the parts of the house that the panels are on, is that right?
Correct, yep, for that entire plane. And again, I'm speaking for our company. Everyone's different.
Yeah, yeah. What does the panel look like? I know we talked about the size. It looks like a 60-inch TV.
Yep. We prefer, because of home resale value, you get a better design if you use the black-on-black, the sleek look. Okay. Plus, they all kind of form
one
sheet.
Is that the frame? Is it glass?
Yep, it is glass. It's tempered glass.
Okay.
So it's a black frame, black glass. It's actually the cells you see underneath and the margins around them, because there's a back sheet underneath the silicone. The old school was like a blue solar cells on a silver frame. So you still see that sometimes because of how long they last. Those solar panels are still around. And then there's a couple of brands that use a white margin in between the cells. But
okay.
Most people prefer the all black.
Yeah. So you get a bunch of these up on your roof, and I'm sure there's a way they plug into each other.
Yep.
And then in my head, I just plug it into my house. But I know that just can't be that simple.
Yeah. You have to have a licensed electrician do it. Benefit of our company, again, is we follow the law and have the licensed electrician do all of that rather than subcontracting it. The panels plug into an inverter. So there's two ways to do that. You can have one big inverter. The most popular brand is Solar Edge. And that takes all of the panels, which are DC, and converts it at that single point to AC for your home.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer a better, more common thing now is a company called Enphase makes a microinverter. And so you put a microinverter on every panel. So every panel gets optimized. You have monitoring 24/7 of every single panel. And then because it immediately gets converted to AC, while that power is going to your house, it's more efficient.
Okay.
So monitoring, what does that?
Yeah.
So we give you, with our company, you get an app on your phone or a login to your laptop. You'll be able to see every single panel. You'll be able to see the history of your system every 15 minutes. So you can always see and honor the manufacturer's warranty of no more than 1% degradation over a year. And so it's a very easy way to see what money you're saving every month, how much money you save today not using OG&E. Monitor every single inverter, every single panel.
Well, how long do they last?
So the warranty right now is 25 years on panels, but the panels that are over 25 years old are still producing.
Okay. At a rate.
So it'll still work after 25 years.
Right.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I've never seen a panel just not work. A lot of times one cell will have like a micro fracture upon taking it off the truck and we'll test it. And so you might have a single panel that might be producing less than 90%. And so you would get that replaced automatically. If one did go bad, like I said, 1% degradation is the warranty. So if one did go bad, you would get that panel replaced.
Okay. Now, you said OG&E in your narrative there. Excuse me. And then earlier you had said that OG&E is awesome to work with solar.
They are.
What does that mean?
So there's the basic part of any utility that you're trading solar with is net metering, which means, let's say you make 100 units of electricity during the day.
So I suck up 100 units of electricity through my solar panels.
Right. And okay. So let's say your house uses 50 of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, you want to do something else with that other 50.
Right.
Right. And so you give it to OG&E, and they're going to give you 50 units back at night. Or you with OG&E, you can actually roll those credits over for up to 24 months and take them back when you need them.
So, like, I can stock up my usage?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What you don't want to do is convert it. And so
convert it, what does that mean?
Convert it to a dollar and cash it out. So they won't pay you full rate for those units. But if you, it's kind of like airline points or stamps. If you keep it as the point or the stamp, and if they raise their rates, we don't really care because we're going to cash in those stamps and our points at that higher rate later.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I cash it out now, they don't pay you full rate for that point.
Mm-hmm.
They'll only give you about half the value of it.
Hmm.
And so it's an exciting sales technique that you see the door-to-door guys scamming people like, ooh, you can get a check back from OG&E. And that sounds exciting, but it's actually not a very smart deal because OG&E is not going to give you full rate. It's better to hold on to your units and cash them in for electricity
at
full value.
Oh, I see. Huh, that is interesting. Wow. And I've always heard that, I got solar on, or I've heard of someone that has solar on their roof and their meter runs backwards. Is that true?
It is. You do have a smart meter on your house that does measure in and out. In the last couple of years, OG&E actually changed the model where they install a second meter to measure what's going in.
Uh-huh.
I'm not certain why, because your meter can measure both directions with just the one meter. That's the way we were doing it. But yeah, it used to before we had the digital, you had pieces, and because the electricity flow was stronger in one direction, the gears would actually turn backwards.
Uh-huh. What about maintenance?
So we really stress to customers, 25 years, no maintenance, don't touch them. There's a trend of, just like extended car warranties, there are some companies trying to offer monthly maintenance, which is kind of just a way for...
You have to wash them or anything?
You don't need to wash them. They're solar maids. You don't need to hire those people either. It rains enough. The wind comes sweeping down the plain in Oklahoma. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah.
And so it's going to wash itself. The tier one high level, high efficiency panels we use now, a little dust is not going to be a problem. It's not worth the cost of a little bit of hose water. Even you're not losing any value.
You know, you mentioned that Edmund is not as solar friendly towards solar panels, and how, like OEC, Oklahoma Electric Cooperative, some of the other cooperatives around, do they participate?
So OEC is okay. They're good for netting your meter within a month cycle. At the end of the month, though, they are going to cash you out. With OG&E, you can roll it forward. With Edmund Electric, you don't really net your meter. And so I want to be clear here. If you're in Edmund but you use OG&E, that's still an ideal solar trade. But if you're in Edmund on Edmund Electric, you're not really going to save any money being with solar.
Really?
Right.
Well, now, this doesn't mean that you don't get an electric bill. There's like a $13.89 or something electric bill you get every month, right?
Yeah. So with OG&E, that's another great thing, is most of your bill with OG&E is your electric usage, and the connection fees are small. And so with solar, you're wiping out all of your electric usage. With some co-ops, the connection fee is high and the electric usage rate is low. And so you can wipe out that electric usage with solar, but you would still be paying a high connection fee.
I see.
And that's why OG&E is favorable, because you can wipe out your electric usage, which is the majority of your bill. But yes, you're going to be still have about a $10 to $20 connection fee, but that's whether you're solar or not, you're already paying that.
And how many solar panels or square footage of solar does it take? I showed a house one time that was didn't have that many solar panels on it. It was, honestly, about a sixth of that part of the roof.
Yep. So if you have no shade and you have some south-facing roof, you can really do a lot of damage to your electric bill. If you need to go east and west, you're going to need more panels than you would with just south. But so with south, we can really beat your OG&E bill. With east and west, we can probably match your OG&E bill. But the benefit there is it's going to lock in and not go up anymore.
Okay.
But the panels really more depends on the roof direction, the roof tilt, and how much electricity you use, which amongst Oklahomans, because ages and windows and insulation, that really has nothing to do with the square foot or the number of people. Every house has its own story, and we really have to do a custom design.
I got 8 people in my house. It's a huge story. There's all kinds of stories happening there.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go 100% solar. Some houses are 50% solar. It just depends on how much money we can save you with which pieces of your roof.
When we come back, we'll have your word of the day and your smoking hot deal right after the news on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And Becky and I are welcoming two special guests. First of all, Kent Hathaway.
Hello. And
Dirk Neitzel from Axe 29 Solar. And it's time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
Okay, you ready for the word of the day, Mark? It is inversion.
Inversion.
And basically what that means, as my phone goes off, okay, is to change to the opposite position. And so I guess AC and DC are opposites, aren't they?
Correct, yep. Panels put off a DC charge, much like a battery in a flashlight, but your house runs on AC power. So inverting is taking it from DC to AC, is what we use our microinverters to do.
There used to be a band called that, right?
Yep, AC-DC.
Yeah.
We're going the other direction, DC-AC.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, when there is a surplus charge, they sell back to the electric company as one part of it. Do anybody use batteries to store on site?
You sure can. I'm all about money savings, so I usually talk people out of batteries. The battery warranty is 10 years, and they need replaced. It doubles the cost of your system, so you're not going to beat your OG&E bill. Now, if somebody on a co-op or with Edmond Electric, to keep your extra electricity for yourself rather than giving it back to the utility, there are some upsides there. But again, for cost savings, you don't really need the batteries. We push people more towards generators.
And how does that work?
They cooperate. So if the panels aren't working, your generator kicks on. We it's all automatic triggers, so you don't have to go out there and do any switches or anything.
Huh.
My electrician is a wizard. I don't actually understand what he does. I just know it saves people a lot of money.
I have a rental property that's got a generator, and went out there, and there was not supposed to be electric turned on because it was between tenants, and the lights worked, the air conditioner was on, and then go to the side of the house to look at it, and the generator's working pretty hard. So just know that generator's going to kick on, right?
Correct. Yeah, the generator should automatically, if nothing's coming from your solar or your utility, the generator's automatically triggered on.
If you want to call in today and join the conversation, the number is 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. We have Carl on the line. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. I have solar panels on my home. I just purchased them about a year ago. And with the rising cost of OG&E's bills, I mean, it went from 6 cents per kilowatt now up to 12 to 13 cents a kilowatt in the last 2 years, I guess it is. And, you know, he's right. You know, put those solar panels on the south side, put them on the ground. And the good thing about it is I'm totally off the grid. The only time I'm not on the grid, or when I'm on the grid, is whenever there's just no sunlight. And, you know, we're having to go off my battery backup and all that type of stuff. But, you know, I like to go totally off the grid because, and I have 45 solar panels on my house. And I see some houses around Oklahoma City and Norman area that only have like 4 or 5. If you're going to go for it all the way. Go completely off the grid. That way, you're, what you're giving to them and what they're giving to you is, it's going to be less, because generally my bill is like $825 a month from OG&E right now.
Well, does that mean you're really off the grid if you're still hooked up to OG&E?
You still have to be hooked up. You know, if you want that, if you want their services in some sort of event like a heavy snowfall or lack of sunlight, you know, you're going to have to draw from somewhere if your battery backup's not big enough.
Okay. Okay.
Carl, thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you.
What about, can home, okay, Becky, you might know this, or Mark, can homeowners associations keep you from putting panels on your house? I had heard that there was a federal law to prohibit homeowners associations from discouraging renewable energies like solar panels.
Well, I don't know.
So the right to the sun is what you're talking about. It depends. It's all what holds up in court. And
Right to the sun?
It's called the right to the sun.
Okay.
So sure, your HOA should not be able to prevent you, but we usually try to play friendly within the HOA rules. A lot of HOAs, I would say the majority of Oklahoma City HOAs, they allow you to have solar panels if you can't see them from the street. And the main thing there that you have to interpret is, are they okay with it on the side, or does it have to be on the back? And so that's really how you kind of have to work with the HOAs. We love working with the HOAs. We handle that on behalf of our customers. They really want you to be licensed and bonded if you're doing any construction work in most HOAs. So we have that. But it really, again, we're not so much trying to force it into an HOA as much as play friendly and show them the savings opportunities, and really encourage everyone to kind of, if we all use the same style panel, and make it match.
Okay. Okay.
So we're pretty efficient right now with getting into HOAs.
What would you say the average number of panels you put on a house is?
Right now it's about 20, an 8 kilowatt system.
Unlike maybe, could you estimate the square footage of a home that has 20?
Boy, that's tough, isn't it? Because there are different pitches on the roof, and there's different ventilation on the roof, and there's different exposure, the side of the house that faces the sun. How many windows does it have? What type of windows does it have?
And really the roof, you know, if you've got a hip roof that has four sides versus just a east-west or just a north-south roof, we have an 18-inch margin requirement with all the peaks. So there, it's really what can you squeeze? And again, the lifestyle and the age of the home really matters more than the square footage. And so we really encourage everyone to get a custom design done and then make the decision with their specific numbers.
How about the pitch of the roof?
It does matter. But because the pitch of the sun, technically, you know, the winter, the sun is low to our south, and in the summer, it's almost like it's right above us. But because in the spring and fall, which is the majority of the year, the sun is going to be somewhat southern. So if you have somewhat southern, it's not too picky if it's 10% or 40% incline.
Okay. Okay.
We have Ann is on the line. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can, loud and clear.
I have an interest in knowing what hail does to these panels, and does it affect your insurance that you need on your home?
And please watch your language on the show.
Hey, good sense.
So our panels are rated for hail, and they have, like I said, a production warranty degradation factor. So if you're not seeing the production you're supposed to get, that's when we would swap it out with the manufacturer. I've had a lot of success is claiming the warranty in the right way to get people new panels. But I haven't had a panel break with hail, and I've been doing this over 10 years. There are panels that aren't hail-proof, but we don't use them in Oklahoma. And again, I can't speak for everyone, but that's just our company policy. The insurance piece really depends on your carrier and your policy. We really like to use independent insurance agents that can really dig into your policy, and go from there.
Ann, all right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ann, for calling in. And we have Chris on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You got a question?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I had a bunch of them, like Kent, but you all have answered most of them as I've been on hold here. So that's great. You're doing a great job. I think I really do have one more towards more of the real estate part of it. Do solar panels really bring value to the home? Is there a resale value to the product of putting that on?
We knew someone would find the downside to this.
That's a great question, Chris.
Okay. There are so few resales of properties with solar panels that appraisers have not given value to the solar panels. And that has become a bit of a problem. Now, they're becoming more and more popular. And as soon as the data is plentiful enough for an appraiser to determine what you have to do, it's kind of like between a 2 and a 3 car garage. Well, how much is the third car worth? Well, you can't have a neighborhood with only 1 3 car garage and everybody else has a 2 car garage and give it value, because even though it costs, solar panels cost, but do they give value to an appraisal? And that's what matters, because you base what you borrow on the appraised value. So right now, I would tell you that it's going to be rare for it to have an appraisal value. Now, will they sell for more money? In the market that we have come out of and are still slightly in, they do sell for a little bit more money because people are paying above appraisal price for things. But the cash has to be there, because your lender is not going to loan you 95% of the solar panels. That is for sure. There's usually a secondary loan on the house for the solar panels. Now, let's just take your company, for instance. Do they give loans on the solar panels, or do you have to come up with all the cash?
So I would say 95% of our customers right now do use a finance program. And there's different types of those. Just like homeowners have to qualify for financing, installers like us have to qualify. We qualify for a pretty good program, so ours is not a lien. And it's still a UCC filing, but it's not a lien. So that helps a little bit during the sale. And the other thing to watch is you're getting 30% back. So you want to stay in the home long enough to get the tax credit so that you get some of your value immediately. And always get multiple quotes so you're not overpriced, because then if you pay too much, you're definitely not going to get your value back. And then the last thing I'll say is solar panels are out there chasing. They want your tax credit. And always go with a program that lets you keep your tax credit for yourself.
Oh, that's it. Well, we're going to talk more about tax credits on the other side of the break, because that's a big deal with solar panels.
Chris, thanks for the call. If you want to call in and join the conversation, number is 405-840-1000. We'll be back with more right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal. Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd, just west of Meridian and in Yukon on Route 66.
Kent, let's take the family to Casa Perico's today.
Okay.
What do you say?
It'd be a good day for the patio.
I know.
63rd.
Let the kids run around.
Yeah. I got to check another item off the menu.
Oh, that's right. Kent goes from the top of the menu down to the bottom.
You're working your way through the menu?
The whole thing. So years ago, they have so much to eat there, and I just loved all of it that I decided I was going to commit and start on the left-hand side of the menu and just go down. and I almost finished the whole thing. And then they changed their menu, so there was only one thing to do. Guys, I just had to start over.
Casa Perucos. Sure. Yum. Yeah. Yum, yum. Okay, our smoking hot deal is in Norman, and it's in Highland Village in Norman, which is near like Rock Creek and Porter. And this is over 3,100 square feet. It's got 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, and, of course, a 3-car garage. It's well under $500,000 in Highland Village. So, and it sits on nearly a quarter of an acre of ground. So
beautiful house. If you want to go see this, it's ringing the bells for you. You can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. You can take a virtual tour for yourself right there, or you can click on and say, meet me there and give me a tour personally.
When you have a house that big, you kind of need to be sure of one thing, especially if it's a 2-story, that you have zoned heating and air conditioning. This one does, but you don't want a 3,100 and some square foot house with one air conditioning unit, because residential units only go to 5 tons for the air conditioning. Now, heat you may be able to get by with, but no.
Yeah. That's so, your smoking hot deal.
Brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. Okay, we are here with Dirk Neitzel. And Dirk, you are with ACT. Am I saying that the name right? I say it, but ACTS, as in a book of the Bible.
Correct.
But 29, the chapter that does not exist, right? It's just above and beyond, right?
Yep.
So, Kent, I'm turning it over to you.
Oh, I'm ready.
For the last group of questions.
Okay. I hope we can get through them all.
Okay.
So, the back of my house, I'm thinking about the south side of my house. And it doesn't seem like it has really very much space to put some panels, because it's got a lot of movement. I got dormers coming out, and I feel like my roof had a lot of stuff in the way.
Well, patio, it's got like balcony.
Yeah.
And then, but it faces, it's perfect. It's southwest.
Yeah, it's in a great location, but can you just spread them out all over the back of your house, or is it better to have them like in a cluster, like on top of a long garage or something?
So whether two panels are touching or spaced, you're going to get the same production out of them, especially with the way we do our microinverters per panel.
Uh-huh.
We really like the west a little bit because of smart hours. If you think about smart hours, it's from 2 to 7 p.m. they raise your rate on OG&E, and that's where the sun is. It's on the west side of your house. So if you have southwest space, you can actually do a partial solar offset of your bill, but you actually gain, let's say you went 50% solar using the west side, you'd actually have 60 to 70% savings, because that's where
because
that sun
during
is.
That time period.
And so we can kind of game the system and save you extra money. We do anywhere from a third to 100% solar offset.
Uh-huh.
And it's, everyone has to get their own quote. And, you know, it's not about saying, oh, you're 100% solar. It's about, oh, look how much money we can save you with this part of your roof or this part or the whole thing. And then go from there and let the homeowner make the decision what's best for them.
Oh, rad. So like one part of your roof during a specific time of day maybe the best bang for your buck. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yep. Because of smart hours, we can really kind of win the game finally.
Oh, that's really interesting.
And you really do save money during smart hours anyway, because if you don't have smart hours, do you still get charged the same amount, whether it's smart hours or not?
So, yeah, with time of use, if from 2 to 7 you pay a higher rate from 2 to 7 p.m., but you pay a lower rate than your normal from 7 p.m. all the way till the following day at 2 p.m. But if you're using solar during that high rate, you're not using their power, so you're not paying that high rate. You're just getting the advantage of the low rate when the sun's not shining.
Is it better to put on an existing roof or a new roof?
It's the same with us. And again, I've got to stress that X29 uses a flash foot and rafters, and so we're really doing a lot of roof protection and monitoring that.
We have a call from James. Good morning, James.
Well, good morning to you.
You got a question for us, James?
Yeah, I did. I'm 64 years old, and I've talked to several people that have solar panels, and their payments are about $140 a month. And then, of course, their electric bill is around $8 to $10 a month, and it's for 20 years. So how does that benefit me if my electric bill is only $110 a month?
So your system would not be a $140 a month system with our company. So again, with your electric bill at a $110, your solar payment would be below that, as long as you had the right roof and the right shading. But then you're locking
okay,
it
well,
in.
I'm also,
so the benefit for you is
yeah,
long-term.
I'm also in a condominium. Will that make a difference?
Do you own your roof?
Well, I own the condominium.
Okay, so
I know that the HOA takes care of the roof and all the outside.
Yeah, and in a condominium, a true condominium, you own the airspace inside the
right.
unit. So, putting a roof on a doing anything on top of the roof of a condominium would be difficult.
It would have to be the condominium okay. unit choosing to do as a whole.
Yes, yes. I can't imagine that would work. But you may approach the HOA and see what they think about that, because if their roofs are facing the right way, here's the deal. Give the HOA Dirk's number and have them call and set up an appointment so that he can come out and look and see if you're the ideal position to the sun to make this work. And I'm going to give you his number. As are most of our area codes, it's 405-34. Yeah. And if you got something, hey, this is an easy number, 345-1234. That's a great number.
That's it.
Yeah. I might be able to remember that.
I was a math teacher for 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, Dirk was a math teacher for 10 years. So, well, you and I, no wonder we get along so well. We love our numbers. So, okay, but in
Thanks.
This case, it's not numbers, it's Axe, right?
Yeah.
Axe 29 is the name of the company. Go ahead, Kent.
Thanks, James, for the call. That number again is 405-345-1234.
Who are you selling? Who's taking, what like age demographic is taking advantage of this technology the most?
It's OG&E and it's homeowners for us, and Oklahoma City is in flux, and it's a diverse population. So I don't know that there's a specific age group that takes advantage of it more than others.
Yeah. What questions do people – what do you want people to know that they don't know the question to ask about?
It's really not comparing to your neighbors, not comparing by square foot. Everyone's different. Every home is different. And so I really stress – everyone should know their specific numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like that caller was comparing to a $140 payment for somebody else, but his payment might not be that.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone should get a quote, get multiple quotes, and know what your specific savings numbers would be, mm-hmm. what your tax credits would be, and talk to a trusted professional about that instead of making assumptions and generalizations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to address how it affects the sale. If there is a loan on the property, that has to be paid off before you can sell your house.
So you got to pay off your – so are you saying like you got to pay off your panels first?
Or in conjunction with the sale from the proceeds of the sale. Oh. It's kind of like a second mortgage.
Oh.
It has to be paid off. And not very many lenders will subrogate to a second mortgage, but that can happen. Like if you have Bank of Oklahoma carrying the mortgage on the solar panels. I don't know what finance company does that. But say you've got First Liberty Bank as a mortgage and or SWBC or somebody like that. Well, then you have to have them subrogate their loan to the second mortgage. And that's just not going to happen. But the second mortgage of the solar panels sometimes can go under.
Thanks for being with us here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK.